Welcome to Deedon B College. In this lesson, we're building a ragga vocal layer blueprint for a roller style drum and bass track in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not to create a full vocal hook. We're designing a usable texture, something chopped, rhythmic, slightly menacing, and very alive. A layer that pushes groove and attitude without crowding the mix. That kind of vocal sits right between the drums and the bass. It can work in the first 8 or 16 bars of a drop, it can answer the snare, it can create tension before a switch up, or it can appear in the intro and breakdown as a filtered identity cue before coming back tighter in the drop. That's why this works in DNB. Ragga fragments bring human urgency and character, but when they're shaped properly, they behave like part of the rhythm section instead of a separate laid element. Start with the right source. Choose a short vocal phrase with attitude, not too much melody. Spoken, shouted, barked, or half-raised material usually works best. You want strong consonants, short transients, and a phrase that can be cut into rhythm. Avoid anything with big sustained notes or a long lyrical line that wants attention for itself. If the sample is already clean and simple, drop it into simpler. If you want more manual control, keep it as audio and work with warp markers. Turn warp on, set the tempo correctly, and tighten the clips so it behaves like a drum part instead of a freestyle vocal. If the source timing is unstable, use the least amount of correction that gets it sitting properly. For short chopped material, beats mode often keeps the punch intact. For more natural phrases, Complex Pro can work, but use it sparingly. What to listen for here? The phrase should feel locked to the grid without sounding lifeless. If it feels lazy or late against the drums, the timing is too loose. If it starts sounding grainy or facey, you're probably asking the time stretch mode to do too much. Once the timing is solid, trim the clip tight, remove dead air before the phrase, cut unnecessary tails, and shorten the end so it doesn't blur into the next bar. In a drop, a vocal chop that runs too long can instantly cloud the snare and weaken the groove. Now let's build a simple processing chain. A very effective starting point is EQ8 into saturator into auto filter. Begin by high passing the vocal somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, depending on the source. If the voice has some natural depth, keep a little more body. If it's already gritty and mid-heavy, go higher. Then look for low mid buildup around 250 to 500 HC and carve a small pop-it if the sample feels boxy or foggy. If the vocal gets harsh, a gentle dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHC range can help keep the presence without the pain. After that, add a modest amount of saturator. You're aiming for density, not destruction. A few dB of drive is often enough. The point is to make the vocal feel more solid and a little dirtier, so it sits inside the drums rather than floating above them. Then use auto filter to shape the top end. A low pass or band pass move can turn the vocal into a controlled mid-range element that feels native to the track. You don't want it super bright yet. You want it focused. What to listen for now? The vocal should get denser, not just louder. The consonants should still read clearly after saturation, and the whole sound should feel more like it belongs inside the beat. Next comes the fun part. Chop it rhythmically. In a jungle swing or roller context, the vocal should answer the break. Don't just place one phrase on the downbeat and leave it there. Break it into hits that support the snare and the offbeat movement of the drums. A strong approach is to place one hit just before the snare, another after the snare, and a shorter tag at the end of the bar. That gives you call and response without overpowering the groove. If you move the sample into simpler slice mode, you can set slices by transient, shorten the release, and trigger each fragment cleanly. Keep it tight unless the phrase really needs to connect across notes. This is where you decide the personality. Tight chopped syllables give you a more percussive, authentic jungle feel. Longer chunks create a darker, more ominous roller vibe. If your drums are already busy, go for the tighter version. If the arrangement is sparse, a slightly longer vocal can add weight and dread. Now let the swing do some work. Don't quantize every chop perfectly. That can kill the pocket fast. Instead, nudge some hits a hair late or early so the vocal sits inside the same push-pull as the break. You can use groove, clip edits, or just careful manual timing. The goal is to make the vocal feel like it was edited with the drums, not pasted on top of them. And this is a big DNB truth. The vocal often sounds better when it leaves space for the snare transient. If the vocal keeps landing right on top of the snare, the drop loses impact. Let the vocal answer the snare instead of fighting it. Here's another thing to watch. If the vocal makes the drums feel flatter, it's usually too quantized, too loud, or too static. If it feels detached, it probably needs more swing alignment or more aggressive chopping. Trust the pocket. Once the rhythm is working, Add motion without losing control. A useful second chain is auto filter, then redux if you want some extra grime, then a gentle compressor or glue compressor. You can automate the filter so the vocal opens a bit on the attack and closes again after the phrase. That quick bite and disappear motion creates tension, which is perfect for roller and jungle energy. Redux can be great, but keep it subtle. A little bit of broken texture goes a long way. The same goes for compression. You want to even out the chopped hits, not squash the life out of them. At this stage, check the vocal in mono. That matters a lot in this style. Vocals can be wide and exciting in solo, but if they collapse strangely in mono, they can get messy right where the snare and hats need clarity. For the core layer, keep it mostly centered. If you want width, use a quieter duplicated layer with stereo treatment, and leave the main part solid and mono-friendly. Now decide whether to keep working on the source or commit to audio. In DNB, resampling often gets you to a better result faster. If the chop is working, print it to a new audio track. That lets you reverse tiny bits, make micro gaps, create fills, and build a second version for later in the arrangement. Don't overread it forever. When the groove is right, commit. Why this works in DNB is simple. This style lives on repetition, pressure, and small changes that matter. A vocal layer doesn't need to sing a full story. It just needs to add identity, momentum, and a little tension between the drums and bass. A good chop can do more than a big vocal hook. Now bring the bass and drums back in. This is the real test. Solo is useful, but context is everything. Ask yourself whether the vocal steals attention from the snare, whether it crowds the bass call and response, whether it hides the hat shuffle, or whether it adds mud in that busy 1 to 5 kHz seed area where so much DNB definition lives. If there's conflict with the bass, lower the vocal first. Then carve a small EQ pocket if needed. If the vocal tails are too long, shorten them so they stop before the bass accent lands. Often the cleanest fix is just less material. Now shape it for arrangement, not just for the loop. Make the vocal evolve across sections. A strong plan could start with filtered fragments in the intro, then sparse call and response in the first 8 bars of the drop, then a slightly more open phrase or repeated tag in the second 8, then a reversed or stretched version in the breakdown, and finally a tighter, more aggressive chop pattern in the second drop. This is one of the most important moves in DNB. Repetition is essential, but repetition without evolution gets stale fast. The vocal is a great place to create subtle progression without having to rewrite the whole track. A really useful trick is to remove one vocal hit from the first half of the drop, then bring it back later. That empty space makes the return feel bigger. In heavy dancefloor music, sometimes the smartest thing you can do is leave room. A few extra coaching notes will save you time. First, if the vocal is still exciting when you mute the drums, it's probably too independent. Second, if it only sounds good after heavy solo processing, the rhythm probably needs more work than the tone. Third, if you keep reaching for more effects, stop and check the timing again. In this style, rhythm usually fixes more than tone. And here's a strong quality control habit. Loop the vocal over the last 2 bars before a phrase change. That's where bad placement shows up fastest. If it clashes there, it'll blur the whole drop after 16 bars of repetition. Listen for the snare losing crack, the hats shrinking, or the tail hanging too far into the next section. If you want a darker, heavier result, treat the vocal like weaponized percussion. Keep it mid-range dominant, slightly filtered, and let the bass own the low end. You can also make a second printed version pitched a little lower and tucked underneath the main take. Keep that one subtle. It should add pressure, not become a second lead. If the track feels too clean, don't just boost the highs. Try dulling the top end slightly and letting the mid-range roughness do the work. In this genre, controlled grit often reads more readable than polished brightness. So here's the recap. A strong ragga vocal layer in drum and bass is short, chopped, swung, and arranged like part of the drum programming. You start with a phrase that has character, warp and trim it tightly, clean it with EQ, density, and filtering, chop it into rhythmic answers to the break, and then check it in context with the drums and bass. Keep it mostly mono, keep the low end disciplined, and evolve it across the arrangement so it feels like a real part of the track, not just a loop. Now take the practice challenge. Build a 4-bar vocal loop using one sample, only Ableton stock devices, and one processing chain. Make one filtered intro version and one more aggressive drop version. Then resample the best take. Keep it tight, keep it swung, and let the vocal support the snare instead of covering it. If you can mute the vocal and the track still sounds clear, but loses attitude, you're on the right path. Give it a go. Trust the pocket, and remember, in DNB, the best vocal layers don't shout the loudest, they hit the groove hardest.